Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rip Rapulski. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dick Hall. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle, who is chasing the ball. Tasby reaches third base with a triple. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tasby tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Tasby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herzog. Tasby reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tasby. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Tasby steals third. Tasby scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolski is 0-for-1 in the game. Rapolski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Rapolski reaches second base with a double. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump bunts towards the mound. Brewer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump scores. Herzog moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brewer hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Tasby hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Williams now playing third base. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hall covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Malzone. The throw from Daly and he is out, Hamlin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rapulski strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brewer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Daly reaches third base with a triple. Luke Klimchuk pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Dick Hall. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thronberry for the out. Daly scores. Two outs. It's 4-2. Red Sox. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Cutina now pitching. Bob Johnson now playing shortstop. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing left field. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lump moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herzog strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.